Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First of all, what's it? I guess it's not so bad here. Because, I mean, everybody's around. I mean, you're here, everybody's around, but what's it like not, you know, kind of being here but not being here at the same time?
Yeah, it's definitely different for me. It's a different spring training. You know, I'm doing my throwing before everybody else, and I have to have trainers watching me throw and stuff. But, you know, it's still fun to be a part of this team, and it's my goal to stay engaged with these guys, because when I come back, I know I can be a big piece and a big you know, a big piece going forward for this team, and I can help us get to where we want to go. So I feel like it's important for me to stay around and stay engaged with these guys.
Well, the unfortunate luck that you've had over the course of your career is unbelievable. But you've been through the similar rehab before. How has it changed, though? Has the science changed at all in the rehab you went through from this before to what you're going through now?
Yeah, it's only been 5 or 6 years, and it has changed a lot, actually. In the training room, there's new equipment, there's new ways to measure my progress, there's new ways to track my recovery, to pick days that we want to push it hard on, or maybe I need a recovery day on. Arm care wise, shoulder exercises, elbow exercises, we've come a long way. Weight room wise, you know, we're measuring and assessing everything I'm doing so we can build a program off of that. So, you know, it's still technically the same rehab, like it's the same surgery, but it's a totally different rehab process.
Is it still the same timeline, though? I mean, with advances, does that mean, or is that something you have to be careful of even thinking about?
Yeah, so, I mean, the surgery itself still needs time to heal. So, you know, I'm playing catch, and that the throwing progression seems, you know, right on pace and nice and quick for me, presenting a lot of new challenges every so often. But, you know, at the end of the day, I actually think the timeline's, you know, moved back a little bit over the years with Tommy John. It's shown that, you know, that 11 to 13 month timeline is now 13 to 16 month. But yeah, I think the advances are going to help more in the long run, you know, to help me pitch for the next 5-10 years instead of just the short term gains.
Actually, I don't see the little playground ball that you had.
It's
oh, there it is. Okay, it's behind the coffee mug. But what I mean is that what you do? Is it how much of it is baseballs? So how much of it is other balls and all that stuff?
Yeah. So I just got cleared to start throwing some weighted balls. That's going to help me with my arm path. That little bouncy ball you're referencing is to help me feel my arm in a shorter and stronger position. So I'm trying to kind of assess some of the reasons why I got hurt and why I was putting stress on my elbow, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, some drills and things that can help me clean it up and give me some long-term health.
Ball brings up some great memories. We used to play ball tag, which is kind of like bombardment in the wild or dodgeball in the wild, where you could go anywhere and just, you know, peg it as hard as you wanted. This was back when parents didn't care if we hurt ourselves.
Yeah, no, I don't think this would hurt that bad. But, yeah, this one I just stick in between my forearm and my bicep, and it helps me keep strong angles. But it's really just a bouncy ball you could buy at Walmart, but they just brand it nice and fancy.
Now, what have you noticed? Because I guess like Oscar can't work with you per se yet, but you watch everybody else work and you get feedback from them. What about this? What about the new program? What do you think of it?
Yeah, so he can't technically work with me on game planning, and I'm not throwing bullpens and stuff, but he's actually been a big help for me. And, you know, he saw me throw like once or twice, and he immediately was like, I want to show you these drills. I want to show you these weighted ball drills. And in the past, guys have kind of hid their weighted ball use. It was kind of viewed across the whole league as kind of taboo. And now we're using the weighted balls and stuff as part of our programs, and he's ordering things to help us through drills. He's supportive of, you know, that bouncy ball you're talking about and certain things. So he's definitely helping me with my mechanics and kind of what I'm trying to get done. But yeah, I mean, With the other guys, he's definitely able to do a little more coaching in the bullpens and stuff. And I'm excited for the direction we're headed.
Yeah, we've seen guys come up before, and then things kind of stall at this level. We talked about that the other day, actually. And I'm going to use Mitch as an example, especially since he's not standing here now. But he just looks a little bit better. Have you noticed like some progress that he's made?
Yeah. I think once you get your feet wet at this level, and you get direct feedback from hitters and from information you get back. They'll let you know what you need to get better at, what you're good at. So I think Mitch had an opportunity to go home for the offseason, digest everything that happened. That debut is a big deal, and your life immediately changes. So I think for him to get some time away and to be able to assess what really happened and what he could improve at, I think that helped him. And then coming into your first spring training kind of as being one of the guys is a different feeling too. So I think that helps him too.
Now what happens here in a couple of weeks when – these guys go away, what, you still here?
Yeah, I'll be here all year. I'm gonna be going up and back. I'm kind of mapping out all my trips right now to Pittsburgh. I'm gonna do a couple road trips. I'm gonna go up to Pittsburgh for a homestand once a month.
I imagine when the Yankees come in, you're gonna be up there, right, when Cole comes back?
I think I circled those dates. I just highlighted a calendar on the dates that I'm targeting to go up, but I'm gonna try to be around as much as possible.